Hello, my name is Maureen, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, freedom, health, wellness, and liberation. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. The music we're hearing is by Major Arcana in Barcelona, Spain. This is What on Earth is Going On. Soon we'll be joined by Ellen Erickson, a famous vegan AR activist in San Diego, California. We're celebrating Women's History Month.
In the ring, it's all going well. Their first for blood is ultra swell. But the boot can't seem with so much Vaseline. The night goes in and the crowd does scream.
The man on the pavement is hard to make. This stuff shows sales at the monument.
The crowd come out when the game is over. But for their boots, won't make the cover. All the magazines that sell that crowd. Only at the door that moves the side side. It's free for all.
This is Major Arcana, the animal song.
When you're looking around and you see everywhere there's exploitation and you're trying to avoid shouting in their faces, just go vegan. Exhausted and shy and you just wanna leave this fucked up planet. And nothing makes sense. You're just banging your head on a brick wall. Since when did it all go wrong? Yeah. When we bleed, we just love to blame them. The
very thrilled and very honored that we are joined by Ellen Erickson, a famous vegan AR activist in San Diego, California. Welcome, Ellen, and thank you so much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, thank you for having me back again. I really appreciate you spending time with me today so we can chit-chat about very important issues.
Yes, and this is very significant speaking with you this month being Women's History Month, as we have a lot to talk about with you can't have feminism without veganism.
That is 100% true.
Thank you, Ellen. Yeah, so I'd like to hear about your experience at the Women's March in San Diego.
Right. So I believe it was 2017. I participated with the Women's March here in San Diego. There were tens of thousands of people marching downtown. And my poster for that day was, "You can't have feminism without veganism." That was really an important poster for me to carry, because it's not just about human feminism. It's about all women, whether they're human or non-human, that needs to be heard and spoken up for with their rights too. Non-human animals have rights, and they can't protect their rights, so they need other females to tell their stories about what's happening to them and what happens to them in their very short life here on this planet. So I went to the march. There were a lot of people there. There were maybe a handful of other women with similar messages, but none right in your face like the one I had. And I'll have to tell you that it wasn't really appreciated and well accepted in the march. I had other women calling me names, telling me I had a lot of nerve, marching with a poster with that message, and some people even asked me to leave the march because of my poster. And others told me I could march without my poster, and of course I stayed on the march with my poster until we got to our destination where everyone met and they had speakers. And I did want to speak, and the organizers would not let me speak and tell my message and what my poster actually meant. I did have, you know, many opportunities to talk to people, and everyone listened. I still don't think most of them understood my message and why it was so important to me. So, you know, it's a message that I think it's important that we speak about today, and that we speak about all month, and that we speak about daily, about what's going on this planet with every female that's living.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Yes, I totally agree and understand. And I would just like to share that from my perspective, that deep veganism or authentic veganism recognizes that the exploitation, oppression, and violence to the females of other species, our sisters of other species, is the root cause of all the other oppressions and discrimination and disharmony and strife and wars and violence and misogyny going on in the world that has been going on for eons, because it is the first thing we learn. It's the first thing when we are eating our meals, which is the ritual of all families and all communities worldwide. That's the ritual of don't care, exploit others, and treat them the way you don't want to be treated. And so it's vibrations and invisible energies. So it's not intersectionality. So I've heard that with intersectionality. Oh, don't bring up the rights of other females of other species at a women's march. And like, no, we need to, because that is the root cause of why misogyny has existed in this paradigm on this planet. So thank you, Ellen.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And that was the message that truly should have been focused on that day. You know, it's not just about human females. It's about all females on this planet that deserve not to be exploited for their body parts and secretions. And, you know, let people profit off their bodies and make a lot of money also. So I agree with you.
So let's start with any of the industries you want to start with, because it's just too much. It's too massive, and we just need to keep at it. So thank you, Ellen.
Right. Well, I guess we could start first with the food industry, or what people call food. I mean, I wouldn't call eating an animal food, personally. I'll start with the dairy industry, because cows and calves and the torment that they go through for humans to steal cow's milk to feed to human children and human adults is horrendous. And the exploitation that goes on with these animals from the moment they're born, whether it's a chicken, a cow, a pig, a turkey, any animal, it all starts from that exploitation of the female. These animals are exploited. They're artificially, I'm not even going to call it inseminated. They're raped to give birth to animals, to keep them in the system, to keep that vicious wheel of exploitation to continue. And until we start educating every female on this planet so they understand what this means to all these female animals that live a life of pure violence, torture, and abuse, and all they want to do is live a life like any other animal or creature on this planet, whether it be human or non-human. And the pain that's inflicted on them emotionally is almost too much.
How silent would you like me to be if you were the victim? You tell me it's only an animal. You tell me don't be so extreme. You tell me that I should be quiet. Here's my question for you. Would you like me to be if you were the victim? How silent would you like me to be if you were the victim? How silent would you like me to be if you were the victim? How silent would you like me to be?
How silent would you like me to be if you were the victim? This is vegan singer-songwriter Annette Rudat in Munich, Germany. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're joined by Ellen Erickson, a famous vegan AR activist in San Diego, California. Ellen has been an activist for decades.
How silent would you like me to be?
Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Let's continue our conversation with Ellen Erickson via Skype in San Diego.
I've been to a dairy farm for many years in Southern California here, and I found this organic dairy farm, and I had stopped and sort of developed a relationship with the manager there and told him about my love for cows, and he let me come onto the property, and I spent hours with working women, and that's what I call them, working women, these cows that they were suffering. I could see the pain because their udders were huge. Some of them could barely walk, and you could tell they were in so much pain. And these cows are cycled 24/7 into these milking machines. I saw them. They're corralled up, hundreds of them, so we can steal their milk for the humans. One time I was at this dairy farm and I was talking to some of the workers and I asked them if any babies had been born that day, and they told me 3 babies had been born that day. And I asked if I could see them. So I went to an area with these 3 men. Thinking back on it, it probably wasn't that safe, but I went anyway. I was taken where three baby calves were born earlier that morning. And they were in a small enclosed area, and I was in there with all three babies. And their mothers were not too far away. They were on the other side of bales of hay. They could not get to their babies. And I could hear them screaming. It was nonstop crying, wailing, and screaming. And, you know, I'll never forget those noises coming from those cows. You could hear and feel their pain. And I spoke to the workers about the babies. I asked them if I could have the one that was injured, but they refused to give the calf to me. And then I asked them what was going to happen to the male calf that was born, and I was informed that he would be sent to slaughter the next day in Central California. And, of course, the female would go into the cycle again of the dairy industry at a different farm. So she was going to be removed from that area also. I share these stories and these photos with a lot of people, even vegetarians, you know, that say that dairy is not a bad thing to consume without even thinking about, you know, how it gets to your, you know, refrigerator. It's a horrible industry, and the female cows suffer from the minute they're born, because I saw newborns that day, and they were suffering. So the dairy industry is a horrendous industry. I'm here in California. They are doing advertising on television here, amping up the dairy industry again. So that was my experience, one of my experiences at a real-life dairy.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Thank you.
Yeah, it's really sad when I think about it, because I was helpless. I couldn't do anything to make a difference for those cows there. But, you know, every animal I meet, whether it be at a dairy or at the fairgrounds or at slaughterhouses, I always tell them that I will continue to tell their stories daily to whoever will listen to me. I never not talk about the animals.
And it is quite a challenge being born into this earthly paradigm that is currently non-vegan, and hopefully it'll become a vegan paradigm sooner than later. And to think that in this non-vegan paradigm, it is perpetuated by every institution, government, religious, and educational.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I've had experiences with religious leaders here in San Diego where I've challenged priests at events. Our obligation to tell the stories of these animals and educate people so they know the truth about what's going on in the entire world with the animals, not just in this country, but, you know, universally, what happens to animals on this planet. And it's just wrong.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ellen. I'd love to hear about some of your delicious, healthy vegan meals.
Well, I'll tell you, I am a foodie and I love to eat. My sister and husband had a restaurant years ago, and my brother-in-law is an amazing chef. For me personally, I have been so inspired with all the current vegan foods that are out here now. When I was younger, there were not a lot of choices of foods to eat besides, you know, vegetable and rice, but now there's a whole new world. For myself personally, I'm on a healthier diet now, and I'm eating all whole foods and nothing processed. And I'm not against processed food, because I think it's amazing that there's so many options for people to eat food now that doesn't come from an animal. And there's like nothing to lack your taste buds for. There's a food to replace everything that everyone's eating. But I enjoy cooking. I cook simple meals, but they're hearty and nutritious. And when my friends eat it, they love my food. And when my get together with my family, we're in food comas from all the yummy food that we get to eat. So spreading the word about veganism is, you know, not just about food, but, you know, about the whole, what veganism means. But as far as food goes, I am healthy and there's nothing wrong with me. I don't take any medications. And it's all because of the amazing food that we get to eat that is so good for our bodies.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Ellen.
The whole thing is about feminism and veganism. And when you see the big picture, I think people will understand it. They just have to learn about it. And it's important that we continue to educate anywhere we can. Even when I go grocery shopping, I wear a T-shirt that says, it's weird to eat animals. And every time I go to the grocery store, I have at least 25 conversations with people just because of that T-shirt. So I encourage everyone to do the same thing. Strike up conversations, you know, tell the message of these animals and the stories, because our government is not telling it. The big corporations are not telling it. The milk industry is not telling it. So we have to tell the stories of the animals and help them.
Thank you, Ellen. And something you said earlier in the interview, I think, is so important, whether you talked about that, whatever industry that we look at, that has been functioning for centuries now, starts right with the exploitation of females. And so I think that when people yep visit marine parks, for example, they don't know or think about all the females who are exploited in order to reproduce in those slavery systems, or with the university laboratories that test on animals. Mm-hmm. That all starts with the females being enslaved and exploited at lab animal breeding facilities.
You know, it's not just animals used for food. It's females used in the entertainment business, whether it be at sea parks or the racetrack, exploited for their bodies. So everywhere you look, there's some exploitation of a female, and it just needs to stop.
Yes.
And I think people aren't even aware of it. Once you start peeling back the layers of what's going on in these industries across the board, you have to peel off that top layer and look underneath and see what happens to these females and the miserable lives that they lead and how much pain and suffering that they're in. And until people wake up and see the truth about what's going on with these animals, you know, people are going to continue to participate in these events. We just have to keep educating people, because no one wants to look past that first layer of what's going on.
Yes. Thank you very much, Ellen. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a great platform to get out there, and you know, I will share this interview with, unfortunately, non-vegans that I know that, you know, I'm hoping that will come around and, you know, that a light bulb will go on in their head and they'll say, oh, now I understand. I get it. So anytime you give me this opportunity, I'm very grateful to be on your show and tell the truth about the animals. They need us.
Thank you, Ellen. We're listening to Ellen Erickson. Ellen is joining us via Skype in San Diego, California. And for decades, Ellen has been a very, very powerful woman in the women's movement and the animal rights, animal liberation movement. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you, Marlene. I really appreciate your time and energy and this platform for not just me, but for everybody else that participates with you. We're all very thankful for you.
Thank you, Ellen.
So, you know, we just keep doing what we're doing, that we can make a difference. We just can't wear out and give up. Like, people will ask me, aren't you sick of protesting the places where you're at? And I'm like, no, not really, because it's important that we're there, whether it be at marine parks, racetracks, research labs, you know, just stay on that path, because that's our path. And, you know, having radio shows like this, giving us a voice to be the voice of the voiceless animals, who really aren't voiceless. They just don't have speech like we do, but they talk. We can hear them. When I spend time with those working mothers, those cows, I hear them. I feel their pain and suffering. I can see it. And they do talk. So you just have to listen and you can hear the animals and what they need.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much, Ellen.
I am grateful to you. I really am. And don't ever stop what you're doing. It's that important. Just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Onward.
Right?
Yep.
Onward and forward we go.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit slower now, but I'm still upright and I can still drag hundreds of pounds of materials at my protest. I'm just a little bit slower. You know, I don't know if I could jump a fence if the cops were chasing me. I'm sure I could, because I've done that in the past. So, you know, I just run a little bit slower now. It's all good. You know.
Yeah, you're strong and beautiful and powerful.
Thank you, dear. So are you. Oh, my gosh. You know, I'll keep you posted. I have a bunch of stuff coming up at the Marine Park here. They're actually having their 60th anniversary here in San Diego, so I have protests that entire weekend at the end of the month. And then I have a bunch of rodeo stuff going on here. We didn't even talk about the rodeo. So, yeah, I can spend a whole show about the rodeo and what's been going on here in California, as I'm sure you're aware of.
We're listening to Ellen Erickson, a humane educator and an activist for decades. You can find her work at Humanity for Animals. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. Let's go out with Major Arcana in Barcelona, Spain. And also much thanks to Annette Rudart in Munich, Germany. We heard her music during the break. This is Marlena Massachusetts wishing you a safe and pleasant day.
Exploitation, and you're trying to avoid shouting in their faces, just go vegan. Exhausted or shy, and you just wanna leave this fucked up planet. And nothing makes sense. You're just banging your head on a brick wall. When did it all go wrong, yeah? When we bleed, we just love to blame them. The animals, not us for taking the animals. Not us for eating the animals. Not us for using the animals. Not us for blaming. Time to